We are on Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amud. The three lines from when the lines start wide spreading out. Man Tane Lahode Tana Rabban. So now the Gemara wants to find out who is the Tana of this Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. Niskaven Levayish es hakotn, ubiyish es hagodl. The Gemara in the Havamina held that Levayish es hakotn means he wants to be Mavayish, someone who has a small amount of nechosim, a poor person, ubiyish es hagodl, and he was Mavayish, a osher, noisin legodl, the meboishtai shel kotn. So, hihera kavone, to be mavayish anoni, that kavoni it had. And lamaisa, this busha ended up by an osher, so how much kavoni he had levayish, that's how much he has to pay to the osher. Levayish es a evet, he wanted to be mavayish an evet, ubiyish es ben chayrim, he was mavayish a ben chayrim, noisin le ben chayrim, de mei boishtai shal evet. So you pay the Ben Chayrin the amount of boishes and Eved had. That was what he was Machavan Levayish, and that's what we give the Ben Chayrin. So the Gemara asks, Moni, who is the Tana of this Baraisa? Loi Rabbi Meir, v'loi Rabbi Yehuda, v'loi Rabbi Shimon. That none of these are the Tanaim of the Baraisa, so we have to find the Tana. Now, so the Gemara explains. Kasalke daitoch, the Gemara understood when the Gemara asked the kasha, cotton is cotton binachosim. He's a person who has a small amount of money. He's an oni. Godel, godel binachosim. He's an osher. So irabi meyer ha'omar kulu bahadi adodi ninu. The meyer says there's no difference in the shuma of boishes between an oni and an osher. All of them have a standard shema of Bnei Chayrim Sheyodu Minechsem Shein Bnei Avram Yitzchak V'Yakiv. So Memele, so this statement that you give the Osher the Me'oni, that can't be. Because the Me'oni and the Me'osher are the same. V'i Rab Yehuda Ha'omar Ein La'avodim Boishes. So that's the Chmer the Gemara had held that Pshat Rab Yehuda is that there's no inyan of boishes by an evet. You can't be, they're mevuzim already. There's no concept of being mevazer, an evet. He's amadoy melechamer. So there's no inyan of being mevazer, an evet. So memela, here it says, you give the ben chayren, how much the boishes of an evet is. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no concept of boishes, there's no musig of boishes by an eved. So I can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda also. V'i Rabbi Shimon, if it's going according to Rabbi Shimon, Ha'omar, Rabbi Shimon said, Niskaven levayish ezeh, ubiyish ezeh potah. Rabbi Shimon holds that it is not sufficient you wanted to be mevayish someone. The Chiyuv Tashlume Boishes was only said if the person you were Mevayish, you wanted to be Mevayish him. But if he wanted to be Mevayish someone else, there's Bechlau no Chiyuv of Tashlume Boishes. My time, what is the reason for this? Kiktola. Boishes has the same aloche like Shvichas Domi. Ma Kiktola ad miskavenle. By Kiktola, Rav Shimon holds. You only chayev misa if I wanted to kill the person I killed. The siv va'orav loy v'kom alo. That means this miyutim. I wanted to kill this person, then I'm chayev. If I wanted to kill someone else and ended up by killing him, I'm potter. Ache yiskaven loy. So we see by k'tola, there's a miyut. You only chayev if it's va'orav loy v'kom alo. Is boishes nami adam mechaven lei dechziv yishilcha yada vechzike b'mevushov that the chzike b'mevushov was bekavonish. She wanted to be mevase this person, not someone else. Ad she yiskaven lei So Mamela, we have a terrible problem. We have here a Baraisa, which we can't figure out that according to which Tana it's going according. So the Gemara says, Lo'ilam Rabbi Yehuda. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, we had a problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein La'avodim Boishes. And we had understood, Ein La'avodim Boishes. I mean, there's no concept of Boishes by them. They're Mavuzim Mikore. So the Gemara says, you learned wrong pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. V'chikoma Rabbi Yehuda Ein La'avodim Boishes, L'meis V'lohu. He only meant, if I'm Mavaza and Eved, to learn out from a posik, he has to be Ochiv V'mitzviz, so Elgabi Chiyuv Boishes, an Eved, since he's not Ochiv V'mitzviz, no Chiyuv Tashlumim to the Eved. Aval Meishim Shaminam Bahu, but you can Zicha Bisham. That means I Zicha wanted to be Mavaza him, and there's Zicha a Shabbos, how much this boishes is worth. So Mamela, that's 100% true that the boishes of a Eved is less than the boishes of a Ben Chayrim, but I'll call upon him, so that's how we'll make the Shume. We'll make the Shume in Niskavin, Levayish as a Eved, Ubiyish a Ben Chayrim. So you pay boishes to the Ben Chayrim, for the, how much the boishes of the Eved, how much the Shume would have been, we shown with the boishes that the Eved received, even though there's no chiyuv to pay him, but we can use him as we see Al Kaponim, the, how much the Mevayish wanted to be Mevayish, and Mr. Mamele, so we can use the Shume for the Ben Chayim. The boishesim. Afilu Taimer Rav Meir. Could be this Barais is going according to Rav Meir. Now, according to Rav Meir, we said, this, how could you say that you pay the Godel to the Meiboshes of the cotton? The Gemara understood that a Godel means an Osher, and a cotton means an Oni Ben Achosov. And Rav Meir holds this all one Shumet. So the Gemara says, "Afilu teime Rabbi Meir, misvoris godol benachosim. And a godol means a godol benachosim. Cotton benachosim. Loi, godol mamish. Cotton mamish. As we're speaking about that, we're talking about a cotton. That means he's young. He's less than bar mitzvah." Nagodl godl mamish. So memele, so that's understandable that the boishes that a cotton derives is much less than the boishes that a godl derives. So memele, we're shom to pay the godl how much kavone there was, how much the boishes of the cotton was worth, because that's how much he was mechaven levayish. Like the Gemara, the cotton bar boishes, who is a cotton a bar boishes? That means by a cotton there's bechlal no concept of boishes because he's a cotton. So Gemara says, "In that's right. Even though a cotton perhaps will not be malgish right away." The bezoyin that was done to him. Aba kedi omar apope de michlam e lei u michlam. But if you'll explain to the cotton, or you'll degrade him because of the thing that was done with him, then he'll get tired, then he'll realize that he suffered. From the, if you enlighten the cotton, he'll realize the bush that he had suffered. Let us see Rashi. El Rav Shimon, Dami Lav, Kiadodi Mashvelu, Ein Lavodim Boishes, Masnisani. נזכר לבי שזה פוטר הזה, תמוסס, זה כן גאו קודם את רב שמין, מידי שמין אלי רב שמין, גבי כתול לבי לינה נסחוף, נזכר לרגע זה, ואורגע זה פוטר, אך אינה מי לא ישנו, דתיים, או דהוסו מישם, ואור רב לא, זה זמיר, you have to be מחוון, to kill the person you eventually killed, זה נה מקסיב, במבושוב, Shamina Bohu, because Moses says he could use an Eved to be Shom the Boishes. Shamina Bohu, Vakami Yisrat Eved Zeh, Vyosa Loi Boishes Zeh. Voisei Shuma Yitain Leben Chayrim Zeh. Kilamara Popa Lekamon, Vimichlam Eileyo Michlam, Shemaskirim Loi HaBoishes, you remind him what had happened. Machlinam oisa bo mitzta'er yisar. So then a cotton is also, you have to enlighten him, to explain to him with the boishes that he received. But afterwards he'll understand it. Look to Isvis. Aj she yiskaven loy. Aj she yiskaven loy. Bim taima. L'rabbonon b'mevushov maidor shibay. Now, we said Rabbi Yehuda holds, I mean, it's kavan l'vay shezeh or bi shezeh yepoter, because there's a, we darshan, just like by Misa, it says, v'or rav loy v'kom olov, so the same thing by, By Boishes, it says, Bimavushov. Vim Toimer le Rabbonon, who hold Niskavan le Vayishazeh, Abishazeh, Spota, le Bimavushov, Maido Shibay. Shem mi Boilei le Shum Drosha. Maybe they use it for a different Drosha. You know what they use it for. Avalameisham Shaminem Bohu. But Taisvi says that your Shum that means even though we will not give boishes to an Eved, but we can use the boishes that was given to the Eved, the Maisa boishes, we can use it as a guideline how much to pay to the Ben Chayr. V'loidomi l'niskaven l'areg es ha-beheime v'horeg es ha-odom. They're speaking about Golas. Person wanted to kill a behemoth. And killing the behemoth is no chi of Golas. V'horages ha'odom. And he ended up by killing an Odom. L'nochi v'horages Yisrael. So we see that even though you hold niskaven, l'arig es zeh, v'horages zeh es chayiv, but the first zeh has to be a bar chiyuve of the chiyuv that you bring matal on him for the second one. So over here, where an eved is not a bar chiyuv of boishes, you're not chayiv to pay an eved boishes, so how could the niskaven levayish as a eved be a sibe to pay to be a sibit to pay the ben chayren? And eved is a lav bachi of boishes, just like by shvichas domim, anochi in a behemet. So Taisva says, this is not a svorit, nor the hosom ike kro, the darshini peg beis the makis bivli das, rat le miskaven largas a behemet. There's a limud on this. Here there's no posik. So there's no posik. So memele misvorai will not say that you have to be mechaven to be mevayish someone who there's a chiyuv tashlumei boishes to. Without a posik, I wouldn't say such a thing. Now, that's me the mefoshim eske kashe, but really, we do have a posik over here. We have a posik b'mevushav. Taisa says before, I have an extra posik. Taisa says, some drosha I use it for. Taisa did not know what drosha. So they ask, fakel, so maybe that's what the mevushav is coming to tell me. that you have to be mechaven, to be mevayish, a person who does achiv tashlumim on his bayishes. And therefore it should come out, mechaven levayish as evet. Ubiyish ben chayim, it should be potter. That's a kasha that he has can taisva. But akaponim taisva says, I don't have a potter. V'hoch elekikro, v'lo yafinim mayosim. So let's make a mamotzino. Just like v'achiv golis, you're not chayiv golis. If I wanted to kill someone that is no chayiv golis for his retziche, so let's make a mamatzin that the same thing by boishes, there's no chayiv tashlum by boishes. If I wanted to be mevayish someone, there's no chayiv tashlum on his boishes. So I say, I'll prove to you that you can't learn out with a mamatzin. The miboy long kro hochel Rab Shimon. Here we need a special pasuk. According to Rav Shimon, lift on the skavon lavayish aze ubiyish aze. Avagavdika kovadini nefoshis. According to Rav Shimon, so you see, we don't learn out dinei boishes from dinei nefoshis, and that's why according to Rav Shimon, we need a special pasuk b'mavushov. Now, for some reason, Rav Yehuda does not hold this drosha of b'mavushov. So memele. So therefore so this halach is not applicable by us. So even though it was niskaven, levayish ha'evet, that there's no chiyuv tashlum miboishes to him, ubiyish ben chayrim yechayev to pay. Zog the Mishnah Vayta. Ha'mevayish es ha'orum. A person was mevayish someone who's orum. He's not wearing any clothing. Hamevayish es hasume, hamevayish es hayoshon chayiv. V'yoshon shebiyesh potter. If a person was mevayish in his sleep, so his potter was done unintentionally. Need kavona levayish. Nofo min agag vehizik ubiyish chayiv al hanezek potter al haboishes. If it says shenema on the side v'shulchayot v'chzikim b'mevushav ein chayiv. Alaboishes ache miskaven levayish. So Mamela, even though here he was a Pesheya, he fell in a ruach mitzuya, but it's not considered machaven levayish. Tana Rabona, we hear a baraisa. Baishai orum. He was mevayish someone that was an orum, chayiv. Ve'einai doime baishai orum lebaishai lovu. But it is not the same rates of tashlumei boishes by an orum than by a lovush. It means by an orum there's a lesser amount of tashlumei boishes. He's orum already. He's not so mechubedek. Vayishoy bebeis hamelchitz chayev. If I was mevayish someone in a beis hamelchitz, the beis hamelchitz also the people are arumim there, so he's chayev. Ve'einai doime baishai bebeis hamelchet lebaishai b'shuk. But it's not the same shume. A baishai bebeis hamelchet, it's a smaller baishai since he was orum in the beis hamelchet. Oma, baishai orum chayim. Let's go back to the beginning of the barais. A person was mevayish an orum, yechayit. Rek the Gemore Orum Bar Boishesu, and Orum is a Bar Boishes? Why Yechayim? What does Rashi say? Orum Bar Boishesu Bitmiya. Kiven the Ein Makpit Leilech Orum Bifnei Bnei Odom. It's speaking about a person who's a Hoylech Orum Bifnei Odom. He has no self-esteem. Mihavi Bar Boishes. Such a person is a Bar Boishes. He's a chefz of bizoyin. So memela. So how is it applicable a concept of boishes to an orum? So the Gemara says, "Omar Rav Pope, my orum, the also zike kolchino lamone." We're speaking about this person who was walking between people. A wind came and lifted up his begodim. Agavuche bizmaneyem, they did not wear pants, they wore a beged similar to a dress. So Mamela, a wind came and blew up his beged, and part of his body became exposed. Va'aso hu dolinu tvei ubayshe. And this person came. So means Olam was not that he bekavone is Olam bein anoshim. Such a person is amavuze. And there's no concept at all of to pay tashumi boishes to such a person. But speaking about a person who unintentionally became partially Olam. A wind came, blew up his beged. So memele, so Eidech Hanami is mavuze, but now a second person came, and he took the opportunity, lifted it up more. So he was moisiv boishes on this person. So Mamela, that's right, Baishai Olam. So he's chayiv. The zikha hisof is boishes. But the Baraisa says, but vaina idoime Baishai Olam. The Baishai Lovush. I mean, vinisht vi, the amount of boishes is less than the Yimavayish Alovush. Alovush Bechlal was not mevuzah. And here you're making the whole busha. Here Pshat is, I'm being moisif on the busha. So there's a smaller amount of busha. Let's go further in the Gemara. Baisha, it says in the Baraisa, Baisha be Beis HaMelchetz Chayim. Beis HaMelchetz Bar Boishesu. A Beis HaMelchetz, there's Boishes there. So let's see Rashi. Beis HaMelchetz, Mnei Odom Oimdim Arumim. They're all Arumim. Ve'ein Lahem Boishes. There's no Boishes over there. Hechech Lo Yegune, they're all Arumim, so there's no Boishes. Watch a Baisha be Beis HaMelchetz. Amar Rav Pope, Shebaishoi Al Gabi Hano. So the Rashba says, we're speaking about, not Beis HaMelchetz, we're speaking about he was standing next to a river, and he wanted to wash a chilek of his body. So before he entered the river, he was magbia begod of tzas, de lilchaitz, raglov, or yishoikov. And this person went, and he saw he lifted up his beged, so he went and took the opportunity and lifted up more. So he was moisif on his, he's making him more olam than he was before. So that's called, he was moisif on the boishis, so he has to pay for that. Let us see Taisus. Perish olam ba boishis, so perish bekuntres, given they mapit laloich olam bifneit, Neodam, a person who has no self-esteem, mihavi bechlal bar boishes. There's such an Indian, you are mevazami, you are mevuzavoyimim. The kasha leperusha. So Taisvus asks one kasha. Maishna de porich abereise havalei le mifrach amasnis. So why didn't Gemara chapter with the bereise? The Mishnah says, amavayish es ha'orum, yechayev. So the Gemara should ask the same kasha. Olam ba'boishes, a person who's an olam. So memele, he's a mevuz of oimet, there's no chiyah boishes. Why did the Gemara wait to ask him the baraisa? The baraisa says, ba'ishe olam chaye, the Gemara is olam ba'boishes. Why didn't the Gemara ask from the Mishnah? So before we see Taisvus Mahalach, I'd like to say over a teretz and Rashi from the Merei Mesode. Merei Mesode says, the Mishnah, you couldn't ask a kasha. You'll ask a kasha, Bemison, the first Gemara's kasha was, Baishe Orem, Kiven Dei Makbid Leilach Orem Bifnei Bnei Odom, Mihavi Bar Boishes. He's not a Bar Boishes in Gansen. He's a hoilach orm of nebosa. So Rashi held that this person, whatever you do to him, it's not pshat that you're a mevayish me. You're a mevuzah vaimet. He'll slap him in the face, he'll spit at him. this person is a lav bar boishes. And that was from the Gemara's kasha. So Taisa says, ask from the Mishnah, Mabayishes Aorim Chai. So Zuk Tamarei Misod Amir Diketer, the Mishnah Atayah, the Mishnah is speaking about, he was, it doesn't say where he Atayah, he wasn't the Beis HaMelchit, he wasn't the Beis HaMelchit, and he was Aorim, and someone came over to him and spit in his face, he slapped him in his face. So he's not so Bekovedik dressed there, but everyone else is also not like that, but he's not a Mabuzadik person. So Memela, you slap him in the face. So he was Nizbaza. The Mishnah, I had no problems whatsoever. I'm a Vayish as a Olam is speaking about. He was an Olam and a Beis HaMelchit. And I spit at him and I slapped him in his face. And that's where you chai. No problem. The Baraisa, you can't say this Teretz because the Baraisa, there's two cases. Vayish a Olam, Vayish a Beis HaMelchit. So you see, if the second case is Vayish a Beis HaMelchit, so the first case is, he's in the middle of Times Square. He's not Bebeis HaMelchit. So the Gemara asked Akasha if he's Bein Odom, not in the Bebeis HaMelchit. Odom Bar Boishesu. Odom Bar Boishesu. That's what the Mori Mesoda wants to say. Now, so the Gemara said that he was on Olam Barabim, not on his own accord. The wind came, and he became partially Olam. And this person was Moisif. So the Gemara said, Bebeis HaMelchit, Bebeis HaMelchit, now why is he chayv over there? So the Morei Mesoda says, what's the case in Beis HaMelchit? If he went and slapped him in the Beis HaMelchit, that's partially Yisrael Beboishes. I mean, why not? This person's not a nice wolf. You see, you're Mavayishim. So Akolchok, you have to say that Baishe Beis HaMelchit means he took off a chelik of his clothing. So the Morei says, if I cared, I was Mavayishu. I mean, everyone takes off the clothing. I was Messiah, you, not Mavayishu. He should thank me. So the Gemara's kasha was Al Kochi to say Bebeis HaMelchit that he took off a chelik of his clothing. So that's not a boishes in a Beis HaMelchit. Everyone is Olam there. Gemara said the Gemara answered, we're not speaking of a Beis HaMelchit. We're speaking about Al Gabi Noho. Now Gabi Ano, he didn't have to. He only had to lift up a little of his begodim in order to wash what he wanted to wash. And then this person went and lifted more from a mele. That is why he is chayv. That's how the Morei Mesoda says Pshat and Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Tosfos does not like this. So Tosfos says Akasha, why? Tosfos says Akasha, why did the Gemara? Why did the Gemara ask from the Barais? The Gemara should have asked from the Mishnah. V'nira laforish, namas nisan loipot. V'pshite da orum barboishesu. The whole yesod that Rashi says a person who walks orum b'fnei b'nei odom is alav barboishes, Taishas wishes vehemently to disagree. It's not true. In being naked, He's not ashamed of that. But al koponim, you'll make any other type of boishes, so he'll zicha get embarrassed. So memele, so you can ask a kasha on the Mishnah, mavayish es olim, olim ba boishes. Sure is about boishes. He went over to an olim and he slapped him in the face for the preaches that he did, so he's mavayish the olim. So an olim is about boishes. What's the avoloshna baraisa mashmalei baishoi orum shemevaishoi bama shemigaleyu umarimoi? The orum seems to have two taichin. Baishoi, he was an orum, and I was baishim through making him an orum. So that the Gemara asks, so how can you make an orum an orum? ואי דקטוני איני די מבייש האורם לבייש אילובוש. במרוי כתבוי היסוד רואים, If you say the Baishoi is not through making him an Orem, so what's on the Baraisa Vaita, that there's a difference in the Shuma between a Lovush and an Orem, a Nechte Ketog, a slap in the face is the same if he's an Orem or a Lovush. So Al Kochach, we have to say Baishoi Orem means he was Mevayish him by being Marim him, by making him an Orem. So the Gemara asks, לקח פורך אורם ברבוישסו אם הוא אורם היך הרימוי how can you be marim an אורם תרס חיים טיין is the lotion of the gemara is very schwer אורם ברבוישסו גמור שדבר it's a different lotion he's a barboishes but גמור שדבר the boishes came to he was marim how could you be marim an אורם Verkehrt, the Rashba learns like Taisvis, in Pshat in the Gemara, that Orem means he was Marim, and Baishai Orem, he says a little different than Taisvis, and the Lashem will be as bad, as difficult to understand as like Taisvis. The Gemara asks Akasha, if he's an Orem, or is in the process of becoming an Orem, so I helped him. So why should I be chayev? He was in the process of getting undressed and I helped him, so why should I be chayev? Abba Kabbalim Tais learns the Gemara's kash is, if he's an Orem, how could you be marim him? Odek tami nami bebraise baishe bebeis ameretz chayev. What does it mean? Abaishe Orem nami koi. Also, I made him Orem sharime bebeis ameretz. Fast as he shop, or the poor by some merchants, bar boishes who, bar mimus, you can make a person orem in a base of merchants, for there's no other way to say orem in the merchants. Mol said, no, he was, or gav an or, and they're not orem in, he just made himself partially orem, and yena was meisa. The osa zike, so now Taisvus has a sophic. What is pshat in the Gemara? So one Pshat Taisus wants to say that what you're chayiv and moisiv and almu misoi is dafke if he had no intentions of uncovering himself and the wind lifted up a chelik of his begodim, so then this person who was moisiv and his amimus, that's called, he was mevayishim. Avalim hu atzmoi dolino, but Taisus says, what will be if a person himself lifted up a chelik of the begodim, stamazoi, this is a shtick called porot sai besai, uboch aveire vedelino tvei pota, kibin shizeini makpid. So Memele, Sotaisus wants to say that the person, he himself was the lino begodov, so then the second one won't be chayiv, because what did I do? You yourself are not chos. And kavoit chavay armimis, you yourself lifted up part of your begodim. Hashem uruch, the milson lokat dos hazika, maybe it's, more diba bahoy, vabeinachanami, I feel like if he was, alino mitzos begodim, but there was a sheer how much he wanted to lift it up to. There was so much poros he wanted to be, now you're making him a greater poros. Zokta gemara vaita. Boy Rababa Bamamu Baishoi Yoshon Umeis Mahu. A person went, someone was sleeping. Shimon was sleeping, and Reuven came and was Mavayashim. He spit in his face. Umeis, and he died. He never woke up. If he would have woken up and he would see the saliva over his face, so then he'd be very embarrassed, but he never woke up. My kami boyle. So the Gemara says, so what is the Shaila? Omar Rav Zvit, Hochi Kamei Boilei. What is the Siba of the Chiyav Tashlumei Boishas? Is the Siba Mishum Kisufahu because this person got embarrassed? Vahamislei, Veleslei Kisufahu. This person never got embarrassed. He died in his sleep, so he never got embarrassed. Oidilme, maybe the Chiyav Boishas is not what the Nizbayish got embarrassed. Mishum Zilusu, the Mavayish was Mezalzal in Ayit. He was Mezalzal in him. He degraded him. The Chiv is for degrading Ayit. He also degraded him. He found out it was so irrelevant. If this Yoshin found out about it or didn't find out about it, Lamaisa, you degraded him. Toshma, Ramei Oima, Cheresh, Vekotem Yeshlem Boishes, Shoite Ein Loi Boishes. We learned a member of Ramei, a Cheresh Vekotem has Boishes, no Shoite Ein Loi Boishes. So most is like this, but here we have a Meir de Kechidish, that there's Boishes by a cotton. Yamrit Vishloime Mishum Zilusa, the Isser is because you're degrading him. So Haina Diktoni cotton, so it's very good. You degraded a cotton. The cotton mitzadatmi doesn't have das to be margish, that to be embarrassed. He doesn't realize the Chaimar Advorim. But Al Kaponim, but Yechaivi, you were mizalzel. Ela Yamrit Mishum Kisufa, but if you'll say that the Chiyav of Boishes is because of the embarrassment, cotton Ba Boishesu, a cotton is a Ba Boishes, a cotton doesn't feel embarrassed, whatever you did with him. So Memela, so the Gemara says, Ela Mai Mishum Zilusa, oh, so you want to be Poisha Mishum Zilusa, and therefore Bisha Yoshin Ameis, you'll be Chayav. So the Gemara says, if there's a Chiyav for Zilusa, for the Shaita Nami, so why are you put by a shaita? You degraded the shaita. Good, the shaita doesn't feel anything. He doesn't. But if there's a, we just said now a cotton also doesn't feel. Now the chiyev is because you degraded him. So you degraded the shaita. The shaita nami, omri shaita ein locha busha gedoyla mizu. There's no, so the Ravid says, ein locha zoyla boyla mimen. There's no degraded person more than him. I mean, that what is, he's a shaita, he's the greatest degradation that a person could have. So I'm degrading him. I mean, he's a degraded person already. So that is why a shaita, you're potter, but a cotton, you're chayiv, not because the cotton was nichsaf, he got embarrassed. The cotton never gets embarrassed. But Al Kaponi, you degraded a cotton. So we see from this Baraisa that there's a Chiyav Tashlumei Boishes for degrading, even though the Mizbayish did not in any way feel embarrassed. So Nifshet Mino, Mikomokim Nifshet Mino, the Mishum Zilusu. The Mishum Kisufe, if the Talmud Vyats Kisufe, cotton Ba Kisufu. So it can be poishe to shaila of Rav Abba Bamamu. That's how the Gemara wants to be poishe to shaila, according to the Rav Zvid's explanation. So the Gemara says it's not right from this baraisa. It could be could Omar Rav Papa, which he had before. There is a concept of kisufa by a cotton also. The michlem elay umichlem. Achinami the michlem and michlem. So could be there's no chiyav al zilusa. The chiyav is al kisufa, and the concept of kisufa is applicable by a cotton also. What does Rashi say? Baisha yoshin, bayish odom yoshin. Umeis mitoich shenosoi, viloi hike beboshtoi shosloi zemal. Kisufa chafiyas ponim. Zilusa shemizalzul boy bifnei rama v'bisheini samali boy. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Rav Papa Oma. We have a Rav Papa who wants to say a different pshat in the machloike, in the shayla of Rav Abba Bar Mamo. He wants to explain the shayla differently. Hoche kami boyle. This shayla, baisha yoshin ameis, the shayla was as follows. Mishum ki, the zikha boishes is mishum kisufa. But whose kisufa do you reckon with? Mishum kisufa didehu, do you reckon as the kisufa from the nizbayish? Or mayisla, he died, so there was no kisufa la mayisla by him. Or idilme mishum boishes mishpoche, maybe the boishes that one is mechuyev to pay, even though the Nizbayish personally did not have busha, But the mishpacha has busha. So the mele could be, so you mechuyiv to pay out the boshes mishpacha if there is a chiyuv of boshes mishpacha. Toshma. So moment to be poshet is from the same beraisa. Cheresh v'kotn yesh lam boshes. Shaita ein lay boshes. Yamrit v'shloime mishum boshes mishpacha. Now how do we understand cotton? If you'll say as boshes mishpacha, Heine diktoni kotten. So kotten yachaye because of boishes mishpoch. Eli hamet mishum kisufe di day. Kotten bar boishesu. Tak mo alamay mishum boishes di bnei mishpoche. Afil a shoyte nami. So why aren't you chay by a shoyte? Zos a boishes mishpoch. So mo se shoyte ein loch a boishe gdoi lo mizu. The mishpoche nebach that the boishes that the mishpoche has that is a shoyte. That's the greatest bullshit. So there's no boishes mishpachi you spit at him also. So the gemar, fine. So al kaponim, so now we have a baraisa that says clearly that if you are mevayish a kotten yachai, and you can't say the chiv is al kisufa di day, because a kotten is allowed by kisufa. So al kochi, you see, there's a concept of boishes mishpachi. So we say baisha yosh and a meisha should be chai. Omar Papa said there's no raya in a kotn is a balki sufa. The michla malay or michla. Vahas and now vahasanya the Gemara is going to bring a raya to Rav Papa. That a kotn, if a kotn is a balboishes, yes or no, is dependent. If michla malay or michla, he's a balboishes. If it's michlem may v'loy michlem, so then he's a lav b'boishes. And we learned that Rabbi Yoim Acheres yesh loy boishes shayta ein loy boishes cotton pomim yesh loy pomim ein loy. Or the michlem lay or michlem or the michlem lay v'loy michlem. So memele. So this is so yevaraye to Rav Papa's yisoy. Zog, was latashi, was anje benichuse. Zog teisves. Baishoi, yoshon, umeis mahu. Eise dumoklas, a shaila. A person was mavaya shomon while he was sleeping, and then he died in his sleep. He never realized what happened with him. There's no kisufe, there's iluso, or baishes mishpoche. Dumoklas, a shaila, is there a chi of baishes on such a case? Taime, leimais yochem milse der avsheshes, de bereish anechnokim porich pepshites, bo oma avsheshes, baisha yoshen umeis chay. Mo brings down a pis. Der avsheshes said, baisha yoshen umeis chay. So, we have a member of avsheshes. Why did Agamora bring down avsheshes? Yeah. V'yesh, so this is a problem. V'yesh sforim shekosu ben v'omar av sheishes baisha yoshon chayev. The Geiris Numon Sanhedrin, not that it was baisha yoshon umeis, baisha yoshon chayev, v'legosinin umeis. So memele, so it's very good why the Gemara did not bring down rav sheishes in our sugya. Because rav sheishes is speaking of a baisha yoshon and he woke up, so yechayev. And also you're speaking by Shayosh and Amaze, he never woke up. That's why there's a Shaila. The line here at Klaus Atesa says that I don't like at all. The mind in Yosh and Lagavrik Tila Shayotzi Lahorik. The Gemara wants to compare this to a Gavrik Tila. If a person was Mavayish, a Gavrik Tila was going out to get killed by Bezin. So the Gemara wants to compare this to by Shayosh. So if it's Baishoi, Yoshon, Umeis, so this is also, it's Baishoi and he's going to get killed. But if Rav Sheshes don't speak about Baishoi, Yoshon, then he woke up. So what's the comparison to a Yoytzi Lahori? The wenn ihr klaut man in josh la gab tila she yis la horik weil mein kamash mal rab sheish es mas nisen ni am weis es josh un khay mich es es weis es josh un es khay rab sheish es speak im at di natai so we're back to the kasha. He says, Akocha Chapsheish is speaking about Baisha Yoshun Ameis. So we're back to the Kasha. So Rav Abba Bar Mamla had a Shaila. Let's bring Chapsheish. Me you ain't tame kol kach shlehevi kan milsa the Chapsheish is lemifshid b'ayim. That means if an Amoyre clears a Shaila, so it's no big Kasha, why didn't the Gemara bring another Amoyre? Man. This Amor is playing a Shaila. The Rav Abba Mama had a Shaila. So, Rav Sheshes doesn't have a Shaila. Fine, Rav Sheshes doesn't have a Shaila. I do have a Shaila. I mean, you can't be pushed to Shaila from a different Amor. He would bring a mission in the Mela. He's just bringing a different Amor. That's his mother bring it out. And Tais says, I'll prove it to you. The Chiyagav Na'ashkan Dain Bein Amuda. The Iboyi, the Gemor Klaus and Edorim, Hani Kahani Shluchi Didon Abu. The Gemara in the Dorim Klaus HaShaila, if the Kahanim who do the Avodah, are they the Shluchim of the Bailim, or the Shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shalayla? What Klaus HaShaila? Lei Maisi Milse the Ravuna Berei the Rav Yishu Adam Beperkama the Kedushin, Ani Kani Shluchi the Rachmona Nino. Ravuna said Klaus, the Shluchi the Rachmona, the Shluchi the Don. There are shluchim, mi kemidi, danale, mitzinen, ovdi, viu, motzi, ovdi. How can we make a shliach on something that we ourselves are not capable of doing? So the whole concept of shluchi didon is not applicable by avoide. The gather of shlichas is that that's Kilo, I'm doing it, like the Mishalach is doing it. I can say the Mishalach is doing it, he's not a Bar Avoide. A Kochet Shluchi de Rachmon. So we have a Akasha, the Gemara in the Dorim, Klaus HaShaila by Kahanim, and the Gemara does not bring down a member of Avunim Bereder of Yeshua in Kedushin, who says Klaus that the Shluchi de Rachmon. So you see that the state of the mother is when we have a shaila, we will not necessarily be pushed from a different amayra. That amayra is like this. We have a shaila. We don't have to bring down all the deis of the amayroim what they hold. The mother wants to clear the shaila and try to be pushed himself, not from a different amayra. Ach koshe, the maskona docha mash medabai she yoshin amay spota. The masik, the mishum kisu for the day. You see the maskana sagmore is that sometimes you're chayu by a cotton, sometimes you're potter by a cotton. And the only way we can understand is, if it's michlam lay michlam, he's chayu. If it's michlam lay michlam, bloy michlam, he's potter. So you see klal that the chiv is not al tzilusa, the chiv is not al tzboishus mishpoche, because then all ktanim should be chayu. So you see, so the maskana sagmor baishoy yoshin ameis is potter. So what's with this? What's with Rav Sheshes? The masim shem kisuf edideyu and Rav Sheshes said baishoy yoshin ameis chay. Ben etam goras hosam amar Rav Sheshes baishoy chay v'yetzel lohorikoy. It's not going baishoy yoshin baishoy chay. Zot the gemara vayter. Ha-mevayish es hasume. A person was mevayish hasume. So the Mishnah says, let us see what it says again in the Mishnah. Mevayish hasume, mevayish es ha-yoshan chayv, v'yoshan shebiyesh pot. A-yoshan was mevayish is pot. Zot the Gemara, masnisen deloik Rab Yehuda, desanye, Rab Yehuda oimer, sume ein loy boishes. Now let us see how Rashi learns Pshat. So Rashi, will the like Rabbi Yehuda, don't masuba ein loy boishes. Now what does suba ein loy boishes mean? In biyesh chaveiroi potter. Rabbi Yehuda says, if a suba was mevayish someone else, the suba is potter. And where does it say, fakelt in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying, a mevayish es a suba. You mevayish esum. What is it say in the Mishnah that if a sumah shabish is also high? זאת רשי, מסליס נטוני, יושון שבי יש פוטר. למי שצז בי היושן, ממה יש היושן? יחייב. יושון שבי יש פוטר. ובי סומי צז חייב, and it doesn't differentiate, אלא סומי שבי יש פוטר, so you see from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah holds the Summa Shabbish is Chayim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the Summa Shabbish is Potom. Alme Summa Chayim, Rabbi Yehuda says the Summa is Potom. That Summa in Leboishis means the Summa is Potom. Let us see Taisvis, Summa in Leboishis, the Taisa says, that was viewed as a summa in Leboish, is the summa shabi yesh pota. Avala mabayish is a summa chayit. Okay, we have to go a little further because, to understand the Rai of Taisa. V'kacho yirab yudha poitri mechay v'golius. A summa killed someone b'shoigik, he's pota from golus. Mechay v'malkius, he's pota from malkius. Mechay v'misis bezn. So now we see Rab Yehuda holds a summa is not chayiv in many things. So the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yehuda by Boishes. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold Asume is Mavayish is Pot? So the Gemara, Gomar, Einecho, Einecho, Me'edim Zoylimim. Imezak Zeyre Shobet. Mahosom Sumim Loi, Avhoche Sumim Loi. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Beidem zayme mixiv los sochais eincho. Who's this going on? Bezen. Bezen should not have rachmonis. And an eid zayme. Should punish him. And beboish is not mixiv a katsois as kapa los sochais eincho. So it says los sochais eincho by eidem zayme mim. Bezen should not have rachmonis on Eidim Zoymin. Bezen should have rachmonis on a Mavayish. Now, what's the case by Eidim Zoymin? Eidim Yevshe Besumim. The Pasuk is not talking about Eidim which are Sumim. The Bein Enriye. Because how can be an Eid without seeing? Dim Loi Rosh, Ekot HaYodish, Shal Chabere, Heich Yoy. So al kolchok, ba'edim zomim says yatachashat. So this case of yatachashat, I can't be speaking about the da'ed is asume, because if he's asume, how can he say aid is that the yatachashat. So loisoches eincha ba'edim zomimim is speaking about the one who did the avla is not asume, because he can't have an aid saying aid is that he cut off his hand if the aid can't see. So Memele, the pasuk that says Loisolcha is Eimcha by Boishes, you should not have Rachmonis on the Mavayish, is also speaking about the same case that the Mavayish is not a Summa. I learned out this Gzei Rishon. So the Gemara is saying that Loisolcha is Eimcha means you shouldn't, Loisolcha is Eimcha by Edom Zem is not speaking about a Summa. And by Boishas is also not speaking about a Summa. Zuktaisvis, Summa le Boishas, the Summa shabi yish poto. Aval hamavayish es a Summa chayiv. Aval hamavayish es a Summa chayiv, doi le mishtame me einecho shei poto. He said, the whole Rav Yehuda is speaking about a Summa shabi yish. Vechei maash mi vitei fesha kuntres. The Pirish the Daik mi mas nisen the loik Rav Yehuda. Where the Mishas is not like Rav Yehuda. Like Tony Sumi Shabiyesh Potter, Kedik Tony Yoshin Shabiyesh Potter. Ash Mulemoti died, Meditai Mavaishes as Sumachai, the Maid Rabbida, the Mavaishes as Sumachai. Now, before we see the next places, let us see Rabbi Kevegan Gilian Ashas. Rashi says, the Posek Be'edim Zoymimim, we can't be speaking about that the Eid is Asume, because how can an Eid say Eid is that he cut off his hand? Frekt Rabbi Kevega Tamu'ali, why can Asume say Eid is he cut off his hand? Ho'yocha lo'hoit shero koinim shenistama shezeh kote yodoy. V'achiv ala ma'isa shaloy shoyiv Eid and Sume. וחינם היא בבוישס וצורך עיון. פקט רבי כוויגר, פקט רבי כוויגר, but this person could be speaking about a summa. So he's saying that the summa said, Avis, that I saw Hayena cut off his hand. How did you see? Because I didn't get blind. When yesterday he cut off his hand. Yesterday I wasn't blind. Today he became blind. So memele, the oynish of kasha zomam is an asume. Lesoch is oyncho. You should never achmonis on him. But it goes on asume. How could asume say Jesus? He's saying what he saw yesterday when he was not asume. So just like this oynche azom an asume, there could be oynche boishes also an asume. That's a big way this kasha. Lamashe kosov toysi baba basre. Means he has to be a barrier. A person is not a barrier, is not a baragode. No, if you hold this trash, then it's very good. So the parsha cannot be speaking about the Neizayimim cannot be speaking about the Neizayim was Asume, because Asume is possible Lahoit. I need a Bahariya. That is very good if you learn like them. But Rashi says, Epsadif and Mahalach. Rashi says that the reason that they kept your Neizayimim because he couldn't have seen Hayena cut off his hand. So, he saw when he was a Pikeach, and then. And he was made and he was a Summa. Let us see the next thesis. Ma laholon Summa loy. So the Gemara is making a gzeirish of it. Whoever is chayiv kasha zomam is chayiv on boishes. Ma kasha zomam need a kosher eiv. Afuki asum is not a kosher eiv. So mamel asum is not chayiv on boishes. Vim toima, you're making such a gzeirish of it. Ma laholon gazlonim. Gazlonim also posulay this. Va avodim loy. Avgabi boishes lifteru. So Mamela is, you think whoever is cannot be an Eidzaimim, is not Chayvan Boishas, so Gazlonim should be a Chia Boishas, Avodim should be a Chia Boishas. V'chitayma Isha Teichiyah. Nah, you can't say Apostle Eidus is Potter on Boishas, because the whole Pasha Boishas is speaking about an Isha who's Apostle Eidus. V'chzike b'mavusha. Isha Teichiyah Lepsul Eidus v'yevis b'boishas, k'chzi v'chzike b'mavusha. In Cain, so you see that even though Anisha is posulaydish, she's chayav b'boishes. So b'zoyis, and that's why Gazlan is posulaydish is chayav b'boishes. So b'zoyis, assuming that's posulaydish, she'll also be chayav b'boishes. V'yashloima, kivin deinecha inecha goma, the gzereshov is inecha necha, av agav deinecha abezdinkoi, not going on the A, svaru d'le'inyin dobra atoli b'riyo nitna gzereshov. This Gzeira Shavu was given if Yene cannot be an eight because of his Chasor and Riyah. There's no din Kasha Zoman. If the Chasor and Riyah creates a Ptur in Kasha Zoman, a Chasor and Riyah will create a Ptur in Bosh.